USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines, lawyer Michael Avenatti under arrest in New York City. He used to represent porn star Stormy Daniels. The U.S. Attorney's offices in New York City and Los Angeles filing federal charges against him for extortion, bank fraud, and wire fraud. He's accused of trying to extort $20 million from Nike. He's facing up to 100 years in prison if convicted on all counts. Here's U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman in New York.
Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with zealous advocacy for a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work.
In other news, now that the Mueller report clears President Trump of Russia collusion, the president wants an investigation into the witch hunt.
It lasted a long time. We're glad it's over.
President Trump speaking at the White House where he meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 14 points to close at 25,516, the NASDAQ down 5 points, and the S&P 500 off 2 points. To Capitol Hill, where South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, wants to look into Obama holdovers at the FBI and DOJ, who never pursued the Hillary Clinton email scandal. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
What happens next is that I have been talking since 2017, the end of 2017, about the other side of the story.
Graham believes there are numerous questions about the handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early days of the Russia investigation.
What makes no sense to me is all the abuse by the Department of Justice and the FBI, the unprofessional conduct, the shady behavior.
Graham also says the public needs to know as much as they can about Robert Mueller's report. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some passengers on board a British Airways flight experience a tale of three cities. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains now from Washington, D.C.
The Monday flight seemed to go perfectly well until passengers realized their jet had landed in both the wrong city and the wrong nation. The British Airways flight from London City Airport was supposed to be heading to Dusseldorf, Germany. It ended up in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. The airline says the problem began when an incorrect flight plan was filed by WDL Aviation, which operated the flight on behalf of British Airways. The pilot followed the flight plan for Edinburgh and the air traffic controller following the same plan and saw nothing amiss. The company says it was trying to determine the cause of the obviously unfortunate mix-up. The flight was refueled and set off again. This time it went to Dusseldorf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the economy now, you're paying more for gas at the pump. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
At $2.62 a gallon, we've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTagg tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.